Hello, and welcome to De Virgils van Holland. But no, you're not. Hello and welcome to the. All right. Well, so, what would you roll? Oh, cake. Whatever. Virgils van Holland podcast. We're just kind of messing around with you there. That was, of course, the Brunovsky Babushki from Russia. Obviously, they were in Sochi not very long ago. And also, they are slightly cake-related because they did have an oven on stage. Oh, they made the little biscuits. One of them's dead now. Have I said that before? Yeah, but one of them is. Not that that should be any shock, really. Sorry, that's kind of turned into a bit of a negative. Anyway, all my remote controls have now fallen on the floor. And I'm now scratching my head. And what am I talking about? Oh, yes, cake. Yes, cake is a made-up drug. There'll be more cake talk later. You may even find that some of the songs today are cake-related. Cake stroke biscuit stroke confectionery stroke food related. Anyway, yes, enough of that. Right, we have got so much news, it is unbelievable. So, what should we talk about first? So, first of all, a general note on the actual Eurovision thing itself. Danish TV people have got a new thing called the virtual choir. And basically, Eurovision fans will have the chance to take part in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in a virtual choir. To qualify yourself for the virtual choir, you need to go on to joinus.dk and you need to submit a video of yourselves either singing or dancing to Only Teardrops. Now, in particular, DR are looking for people with standout dance moves. I'm so in there. And the people with the most unique moves will be invited to actually perform on stage during semi-final two. Well, okay, there you go. Right. So if you want to be part of this year's Eurovision, then you can have a go. See if you can get in there. Right, let's talk about some of the minor news that's been going on. At the beginning of, well, actually, when was it? Let me get a calendar up, because I put the dates down, and then, right, yes, just after I did last time's podcast, the UK confirmed that they were doing an internal selection. No shit, Sherlock. Yeah, that's kind of like a bit of nair news. Who it'll be? Who knows? Who knows? Oy vey. Well, I've just turned into Judge Judy. Sorry. Now, in Israel, May Feingold has recorded her video clips. And there are three clips. One is called Nish Eret Iti, which means Staying With Me. There's another song called Same Heart. And a third song called Be Proud. Be Proud is a little bit different because Miss Feingold herself wrote the music and lyrics. Now, these video clips will be presented on the 27th of February. And the actual day for choosing will be the 5th of March. So they should be coming up pretty soon. Maybe we'll talk about those next time. Montenegro, they have announced when they'll be announcing their song. That didn't quite make sense, did it? Yes, they are doing an internal selection. Back in the dark ages, almost, Crna Gora Television announced that Sergei Cetković was their representative. And he did kind of point to the fact that he would, if he was in charge, which he may well be, he would probably choose a ballad. Which is not very Montenegrin. Boo-hoo you. Gone off you. Right. Now, you, not yesterday. That's the 23rd. That was Monday. Monday in France. No. Oh, I do not. I've lost what day it is. I don't know what day it is. Sunday. Sunday. Not Monday. Monday was yesterday, Squires. Sorry, I've literally lost what day it is. It's quite unbelievable. Right. On Sunday, the French voting concluded. However, we won't know for another week. Does it take you that long to count votes, France? I know you've got shitty number systems. You know, like, what was it? Quatre vingt dix or something. What? Anyway, so we'll give them some time to do that. Yesterday, Georgia announced what their song was called. And it's called, interestingly, 3 Minutes to Earth. Ooh. And it is written by Zaza Miminoshvili, who is one of the members of the Shin. And the lyrics of the song are written by Eugene Elieu. They have described this song as a mix of folk, modern music, country, and quotes from Bach. Oh, random. Right. And then finally, the last bit. I've tried really hard, but I just couldn't wait any longer. Poland yesterday said that they're going to announce their representative today. I was hoping it was going to be during the day today, but it's not. Apparently, it's going to happen at about 6 o'clock. I think that might be 6 o'clock Polish time, which would be 5 o'clock British time. there's a lot of speculation about who that might be. My husband actually said to me yesterday, have Ixtroia turned up yet? There's time. There's time. Right. Let's have a song, shall we? A cake bakey song. Let's have this one. Where'd you have a piece of cake? In the cafe. Park cafe. For Luxembourg, back in the days when they could be bothered. Right, let's talk about some countries who can be bothered, shall we? Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to start World War III. Right, now, in this segment, so we've talked about the general kind of things that are going on. Now we're going to talk about those countries and those things that have been happening to actually choose a song, but not quite yet. Okay, so... Romania have announced the 12 acts who are going to be in the Naționala Selecția. I could go through the whole list, but all you really need to know is Paula Selling and Ovi are one of them. That's obviously the one that's got the most publicity. Doesn't mean it's going to win. Just because it's a favourite doesn't mean it's going to win. But it does have a lot of precedence behind it, should we say. Right. Estonia. Estonia had semi-final 2 of Eesti Laul. And going through were Traffic, Maiken, Sandra Nurmasulu, Norman Salamai, and Brigitta Muruta. And they join Gursikud, Wilhelm, Tanya, Lena, and the hot, super hot Cosmos Blues Band in the final on the 1st of March. Yay, not very long. Right. We also had Sweden. Melody Festival and the last proper heat next week is Andra Hansen. I have to say, I will admit this right now. I am not the biggest Melody Festival fan. I've only really watched a few of them since they've been on the internet and I've been bothered. I have to say, I was very disappointed with semi-final four. First of all, going through till direct till final is Anton Ewald. Pardon me, or as I'm calling now, Anton Ewald! Because that's about as good as his singing was. And we also have Alcazar, or as I call them, yes, that's me, miming. I mean, blame it on the Bisco. Blame it on the Bisto. Oh, dear. Blame it on the Bisto. On the la. Ah, ah, da, da, da. It is a very catchy song, even if I can't get the name right. It's a really good song, and they are fantastic, as ever. But there was so much overproduction on that, so much backing vocals. It was a bit... Yeah, who knows? Anton Ewald, I love Anton Ewald. He had the best song last year with Begging, the best two backing dancers, which I tweeted about. But that was just no good. And going through to Andra Hansen was Eleanor Holmer with a very simple little song. Which did stand out with all the stuff that was going on. And Ammo Track. I have to say, I really liked Linda's Bensing song. I really liked that. It was a bit of... I did tweet at some point. It sounded a bit like Fi Rom's Junior Eurovision song. Like that kind of... kind of thing. So, disappointed. That's what I'm going to say. So next week is the last semi-final, the Andra Hansen round, and then it'll be till final. In the last Andra Hansen, we have Amatrak, Linus Fenning, Jem, State of Drama, Eleanor Holmer, Martin Stenmark, Helena Paparizou, and Outrigger. How many go? Is it two? Is it two of them? I don't know. Is it two? Or three. I don't know. Actually, do you know what? I haven't even looked at that. I'd like to see State of Drama go through, just because I thought that song was actually half decent. Better than last year. Gem, I think, is... pardon me. Gem is quite an interesting number. Possibly one of the rock songs, Outrigger or Ammo Track. Probably Outrigger. Actually, don't really care about Martin Stenmark's song. Don't really care about Helena Paparizou. It's a bit meh. Yeah. Let's hope there's a good final. Let's just hope there's a really good final. Right, let's crack on. Sweden has depressed me. Right, let's go on to Belgium. Right, they have got I'm actually not going to say too much about Belgium until I've talked about another country. it'll all make sense. Basically, we've got 12 singers and each one has been allocated a song. And four sang their songs last week. We had, let me get the list up, Day One with Whoever You Are, Eva Jacobs with Nothing Is Impossible, Uvdo with Hero in Flanders Field, and Petra with Killer Touch. And basically, it's half and half, televoting jury. Ruslana's face was just... if you don't want to watch it, that's fine. But they should just have a Ruslana cam, just to have the look on her face at some of the stuff going on right now. The two that went through were Eva Jacobs and Uvdo. Even though Uvdo didn't do very well in the jury vote, that meant that Day One and Petra are at. Now, I think, and I tweeted this, and actually I had quite a lot of people agreeing with me, was that Eva and Uvdo were by far the best singers. I would actually say that none of those four were brilliant songs. And I think... I don't think you're going to be able to make a really positive kind of... pardon me, assessment of the semi-finals until we've heard all 12 songs and heard all 12 acts. I get the feeling that a certain thing is going to happen, which I'm going to talk about almost right now. In fact, do you know what? I'll talk about this now and then I'll go to Azerbaijan later. Lithuania. Now, Lithuania had a show on Sunday, and basically the song that has been chosen for Copenhagen is... Attention, a little care, and you can have some love, 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 some love. Attention. I said this one. Do you know, this was one of my favourites back in the day. I did say I like this one. Right. Now, the Lithuanians, I think, have been very canny. Because the thing is throughout this whole soap opera, elongated soap opera of a show, which hopefully should end this week, she says. There have been two votes going on. There has been the votes for the acts, and there has been the votes for the singers. And they have been very much separate. And basically what that's been able to do is it hasn't tied one person to a song. I think it's quite... Oh, just put me thing over there. It's been quite narrow-minded, I think. I think this is where the Belgians have, pardon my French, fucked up. Is that they have allocated these songs. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a brilliant singer with a shit song. Or you're going to have a shit singer with the best song ever. It's a real shame. There is no opportunity for them to vote for the song they want and the singers that they want. And I just think it's a bit of a shame, to be honest. And I think... I do hope that we get a good balance in Belgium. I mean, the three singers who are left... Mia, Vaidas and Vilja... Mia, Vaidas and Vilja. I got it right the first time. They are all really good singers. And their interpretations of Attention are ever so slightly different. Brilliant, but ever so slightly different. And I think it's been really nice to see those nuances and the things that each act has taken out of that song. And I think Belgium have missed, they have missed a trick. And although on Sunday when I was watching it on AIN, I was like really excited. And I was kind of really up for it. And now I'm kind of feeling a bit deflated, really. That's not like you, Belgium. Belgium, you normally... You raise me up, Belgium, but no. I mean, Eva Jacobs' song was, oh, It was a bit saccharine. It was like, everything's possible. You can do what you want and you can live your dreams. And it's like fingers down the mouth and ugh. Udo's song, that obviously being the 100th anniversary of the start of World War One, kind of Belgium is and will be for the next 4 years a bit of a centre of attention. And the whole staging of it with like the poppies and the silhouette. And when they started, I saw this and I thought, oh! I could feel myself going, oh my God, this is going to be epic. This is going to be, this is just going to be like heart renderingly wonderful. And it just disappointed. The dancers were superfluous, you know. And they did this funny lifting up in the air thing that normally you'd expect, you know, Ruslana doing in Wild Dances or Kate Ryan, but not a man in a blue suit. It was all a bit, I don't know. And poor Petra, I mean, she was given such a stereotypical Petra song. It would have been really nice if she'd have had something a bit more. I was hoping she'd have something like more like Chadur. Yeah, with her arm movements. Yeah, so I thought, and Day One's song was really interesting, but it was not a Eurovision song. It was a kind of drum and bassy, kind of electro-poppy, ballady type thing. It was really interesting, a really good, interesting radio song. So, yeah, I think Lithuania are going to pick a really good combination. I don't think Belgium will, and that's a shame. Right, let's go on to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan, Boyukseyne. We have three acts to the final. We have Dilara Kasimova, Erkin Osmanli, and Zana Hasanova. Not quite sure what the final is going to be, because we've had lots of different methods. We've had it where they just choose the singer and then they choose the song at a later date. Last year, they chose the singer and the song at the same time. Who knows? I don't know. If we find out, we'll tell ya. Yeah, right. I think I'm going to take a break. Now, what cake-based fun am I going to have this time? Let's have... Oh! This was one of my favourite biscuits when I was a kid. This is Riva.
Baby, samo neka traje, rock me baby, ovo je za mene strah.
win. It did win, you know. Call blimey governor. Right. Let's go through the big stuff. Right. So, why all of this cake stuff? Well, it's course. Who would have thunk it? Cake to Bake won the Latvian final. I think he was as shocked as we were, actually. So, we will see Azimnieki in Latvia. Cake to Bake and cheesecake. What's going to happen next? You know, there'll be a song called Battenberg next. Who knows? Obviously, we had the six 12 finalists. And then we had the kind of super final, as it were. And Azimnieki, Dons and Samantha Tina got through to that. Now, the problem was that Dons won the jury vote, but Azimnieki won the televote. But the televote took precedence. So, Azimnieki won! Yay! It's going to be great fun. It's going to be great, great fun. It'll get the fun vote, but it won't get much more, will it? Bit of a shame, really, for Dons, especially, because I thought that was definitely going to win. Maybe next time. Right. We had Hungary. We had the Adal final. That was an interesting one, I have to say. I didn't really catch a lot of it, but I did catch kind of the ending of it. So, basically, we had 8 songs, and then the jury chose a top 4. And the top 4 was... Boggy, Calais Saunders, Full Moon, and Victor Kerali. And then out of those 4, it was then the televoting onwards, and Calais Saunders won with his song Running. I think that's a great song. We go running, running, running for this crazy life. She keeps on running, running, running. There's a real storytelling theme through it, and I think that will really, really help it, because let's be fair, Hungary doesn't really have many friends in Eurovision, which is why I think we're all so surprised that Kedvesem did so well last year. I think this will do well. I think this will qualify. I think this is a good one. Yay, well done Hungary, you chose the right one. Right, what else did we have? We had Spain. Oh, that was a funny old little final, wasn't it? In Spain. Now we had trouble here as well, because we had the 5 songs. Brequete, she won the jury vote, and Ruth Lorenzo, she won the televoting, which meant they were on. Guess what? Equal points. Oh, who'd have thunk it? And it was quite funny, actually, because I think Brigitte, she had worked out what had happened and had kind of gone into the background. And Ruth Lorenzo was there, kind of stood there by herself going, what's happening? Have I won? And then poor Anne, the presenter, she was like explaining to the camera about what was happening. And she was basically saying the televote takes precedence. And so this is our winner, pointing at Ruth. And she's like, soy yo! Which means, is it me? It's me! It's me! It was quite sweet, actually. There's not really much to say, because it is a really good song. It's a good song for Spain. It's not a winning song. It's a good song for Spain. But it's just the fact that, number one, she's a great singer. But two, and this is possibly the most important thing, is that not only is she a great singer in Spanish, she is a great singer in English. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of Spanish songs, actually, very few Spanish songs, have any English in them. Because Spanish, Latin speakers and like kind of that Latin, you know, that kind of Spanishy Portuguesey thing does not come across well when you start to speak English. It's quite difficult. So I think that's good. I think she'll do well. I think she's got a little genre there of that kind of power ballad. If anybody else decides to do that kind of song, they're going to have a bit of a Barney on their hands because she does that style so well. So that could be quite interesting. And then finally, we have got the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. They had their song presentation, which is a bit of a weird one, I have to say, because they kind of sprang that up on us. Tijana Dapčević is the singer. Now, she did her presentation on a Macedonian TV show called Hit of the Month or something. And, it was I have to say, I found it a tad awkward. Mainly because, number one, she was standing on a flight of stairs in a very high pair of heels, in a very dour-looking top and trousers, with this kind of, almost kind of Peggy out of Heidi High hairdo. Can I be a red yellow coat? And it just looked a bit, there wasn't really much of a show, is basically what I'm trying to tell you. Although she does have bags of energy and she was kind of getting the crowd, kind of, yeah, come on, let's join in the song. Now, she presented two versions of the song. One in Macedonian and one in English. Now, she did the Macedonian version, which is called Tamukai Sto Pripjegam, and in English as To the Sky. Much easier. Although she performed it both ways, there was no note made, I don't think, of whether she would be performing it in English or in Macedonian at Eurovision. I found the Macedonian one a little easier on the ear. However, I also think that's because the English lyrics didn't really make much sense. I think the Macedonian one, she just felt a bit more comfortable in. Now, I say this, she was miming so badly. Defeated the object, really, of the whole thing to a point. So I'm still on the fence. However, the words good and Macedonian entry very rarely come into the same sentence. This is the first time for a long time it might do. So I think with a bit of work, this could be a good un. Right. I think that is about everything. If you want to find out more about the finals and the songs that have been presented, you can go on to devogelsvanholland.blogspot.co.uk and you'll see I have done reviews of all of the finals and all of the song presentations up to now. Yay, go me. If you agree, disagree, tell me. I'm open to being told I'm wrong. Well, ish. Right, what have we got to look forward to? So hopefully, within the next few hours, Poland shall announce their representative. Hopefully it's something good. On Thursday, we have the song presentation in Israel. We also have the wildcard final in Germany, which is I'd say it should be interesting, but the problem is all the wildcard people just look a bit samey. They're all a bit, singer-songwriters with their guitar. I hope they're not. That's just how they look. On Friday, we have the Eurosong Final on the Late Late Show in Ireland. And then we have another bumper weekend on Saturday, Andreas Hansen in Sweden. And then we have the final of Estonia. We have the final of Lithuania. And we have the final of Romania, which I'll actually be able to watch, hopefully. Yay, I should be able to watch it on the telly, woo! And then on Sunday, we have semi-final two in Belgium. We have Azerbaijan Buk semi-final. And also on Sunday, we should get the results of the French televote. There are some jury votes in there as well, but obviously the juries have taken 5 weeks to get their head around the three songs. yes, talking about France, there was a question on Pointless, the final round, that they chose a French culture. They either had to choose something to do with Victor Hugo, was it? I can't remember. One of it novels, Audrey Tautou films, or anybody who'd represented France at Eurovision. I think me and the husband, the husband said, oh, who's that bloke? Ole, ole, ole. I thought, right, Jesse Matador, yep. He went, oh, we've got to put Sebastian Telly in. I said, people know who Sebastian Telly is. He'll score points. So I put him down anyway. And then we put, oh, who's that punk song? Oh, I went, oh, yeah, Le Fertile Picard. So they would have been my three answers. Guess what? The only one of those that scored points was Sebastian Tellier, apparently the only, apart from the four winners, so I say four, Marie Myriam, the only four, I think they said, that scored points were Sebastian Tellier, Ortal, Amina, and Patricia Kaas. Everyone else was pointless. Oh my God, I was like, I mean, I personally would have put Dan Abraz in there just because I love that song. Now that I've been to Brittany and I have an affinity with the Breton language, yes, I would have put that in there, but it kept the husband happy. Yes, so yay! Why don't they have that when I was on the bloody show? Bastards. Right, anyway, we've got lots to look forward to. And hopefully, will there be any more cake-related goodness going on? Who knows? You know, they've probably got the hairy bikers representing the UK. Anyway, we're going to leave you with a song that has the word cake in it. This is from 2005. This is Call Me by Feminem. Oh, sorry. I can't laugh because you know what mental image I've got in my head when I have Feminem. Yeah, it's back to Dr. Alban again. Right. Anyway, enough of that. We've got lots to talk about next week. Hopefully it's all good news. Yay. Right. I'll leave you with Feminem. But between now and then, happy Eurovision and happy cakes.
I can see the world from a different side, yeah. Singer after singer. when there was quiet. But after all, I'm not denying. I'm so happy to be here, cause it's the time of my life.